This is K-Drama Time with Vinvi, a podcast where I get to talk about different Korean dramas, movies, and their most interesting scenes. This podcast is for those who are in love with Korean dramas and movies. Endless juicy gist is coming your way in a jiffy. Do well to subscribe using any available podcast app so you don't miss out on any beautiful moments. Please leave a review whenever you listen. Thank you. Hey, you all, welcome back to another beautiful episode of K-Drama Time with Vinve. We are going to talk about Nevertheless episode 4. This episode is just focused on the sex life of Nabi and Park Ji-hoon. How can a toxic relationship be the goal? I'm not trying to say toxic relationship is the goal, but if you've seen episode 4, you would know what I'm talking about. You know, when they stayed cohabiting, some other nights, Park Ji-hoon, you know, spends the night with at Navi's place, you know, like that part they showed us different bed scenes, different sleeping position, them doing things together, Navi helping Park Ji-hoon with his anatomy assignment, I don't know, the kitchen scene, the cuddling, the kissing, like, what's not to love about this episode? They gave us everything. They saved romance in this episode, and I'm just questioning everything, because genuine romance, like genuine relationship, we don't get chemistry like this. And just take a look at toxic relationship, and this happens for real. See, all I'm not going to tolerate any Nabi slander. All of you saying Nabi is using her head, we all know this happens. Like, this happens every day. Not just a guy, not just from the point of view of a girl. Even for some guys, it happens. You like someone and the person isn't just ready to stay committed. The person want to have fun and flirt. But in this Park Ji-hoon's case, I would say this is pure witchcraft. Because Park Ji-hoon is using Nabi to experiment his butterfly life. You know, his butterfly he kept in like a cage. He wouldn't want to release these butterflies. He doesn't want to free these butterflies, and he also doesn't want to, you know, be there for the butterfly. That's what he's doing with Nabi right now. He does not want Nabi out of his sight, and he does not also want to stay committed to Nabi. If this isn't witchcraft, I don't know what else to call it. Aside this Park Ji-hoon selfish trait, their chemistry is to die for. No one is going to doubt it. It's just so cool. It's just so sweet, so intimate. I kept rubbing my legs together and smiling sheepishly whenever their intimate scenes just come on. You see me smiling, like, oh God, where for a toxic. No, I'm not God winning for the toxic aspect. I'm actually asking God when for, you know, the sweet aspect. I have a boyfriend though, don't mind me. Alright, I've talked about Yunabi, played by Han So-hee, but this episode just revolved around Yunabi and Park Ji-hoon, their love life and everything. And there's something Park Ji-hoon did that really got me upset. He promised to make this seaweed soup for Nabi on her birthday, and he knew this girl isn't like, she wasn't that happy. She wanted to spend her birthday with her mom. Initially, she wanted to spend it with Park Ji-hoon before some, you know, that girl, that lady and guy in the office told her, no, don't spend it. Or if you're not the one, you're asking for a friend, that person shouldn't spend it with that guy if they're not in a serious relationship. Instead, just, you know, spend it with someone close. And she went to meet her mom on getting to her mom's place, oh, her mom was with a man. Like, everybody in this drama, they are just enjoying life. So it's like she and her mom don't have this mother and daughter close relationship, and she left Park Jae-hoon from nowhere. That's why I said this Park Jae-hoon witchcraft doesn't want to be serious with Nabi, and he also doesn't want other people to be serious with her. Okay, after that, he met her. They met at the train station, and throughout the day, he got her a gift. That dress is so fine. Nabi should keep dressing like that. A short flay gown and high heel, rather than wearing a skirt, like what, I don't know. So, I was so disappointed at Park Jae-hoon. He got a call from that his ex-girlfriend, Yoon Soo, and just left her like that without making the seaweed soup. And you know why I'm happy now? Like, they've defined their relationship. I don't care about Park Jae-hoon. Yes, so Kang is fine, but right now I'm in for the best girl, Nabi. She knows that this guy is not ready to stay committed, so she's just there for the sex, you know, the good feeling, the intimacy, everything. She knows, but she still likes him. That's the problem. She can't control emotion, she can't control her feeling. Like, if she was just there for the sex and, you know, all these things, like, won't be complaining. I know even my friend Emanuela, she wouldn't be complaining, but now she's attaching feeling to this sex thing, and I don't like it because she will get hot. But no, I don't think she will, because someone just came in. The second lead just appeared. The second main lead appeared. His name is Yang Do Hyuk. Yang Do Hyuk, played by Cha Jung. How, when I saw the guy, he looked so familiar. I'm like, where did I see this guy? Because I've not seen him playing a main lead. Then I went to his filmography, and so he played the younger version of what's his name in what's it called, Sisyphus the Middle. I'm like, yes, that is you. And this second main lead is hot. Like, they introduced him to us as, you know, a shy person. I don't know if he's really shy, but maybe he's just shy around Nabi. He likes Nabi. You know, the way Nabi acts around Park Jae-hoon, that's how he acts around Nabi. So if Park Jae-hoon isn't ready to have sense, this guy is perfect for Nabi. I don't even care. Even if Park Jae-hoon decides to calm down and want to be serious, I want this Doha. Why do I find it difficult to pronounce this? Yang Doha for Nabi. Like, they are so perfect. They are so perfect. Okay, after Park Jae-hoon went to meet his important ex-girlfriend, this girl, Nabi, felt a little disappointed. Who wouldn't feel disappointed? And she was so hungry, she had to go out to look for food. And she remembered this her childhood friend, Do Hyuk. They met on the bus, and they exchanged phone number. He told her he's a chef now, he has a YouTube channel or something. So he went to his restaurant, and the guy made her the seaweed soup and cake. That's so touchy. That part is so touchy. And Nabi was like, so you remember my birthday? So this Nabi does not want to have sense to know this guy likes her. Oh my god, I can't wait for the next episode, because from the preview of next episode, Park Jae-hoon said he's jealous, because we saw when Do Hyuk touched Nabi's hair and, you know, told her some encouraging words or something. I know Park Jae-hoon will just be somewhere watching. You don't want to care for best girl Nabi. You don't want another person to care for her. God, please, any man like this in our life, the life of baby girls like us, please take them away. Any man that don't want our happiness, and like, any man that don't want to give us happiness and don't want any other man to give us happiness, God please take them away. Take that person away. Park Jae-hoon is an example of witchcraft. Alright, enough of Nabi and Park Jae-hoon. That's Han So-hee and Sung Kang. Two perfect, beautiful, handsome, like, match made in heaven couple. Not match made in heaven. Their visual is so fine. Because I want the second main lead for Nabi. Okay, let's talk about Seo. Nothing more to talk about when it comes to Seo, other than she is Jeon's ex-girlfriend, and Bitna, one of Nabi's friend, that the girl with red hair, like red and black hair, very wild girl. She still had sex with one of her friend, like their group of friends, and they were drunk, they had sex, and after everything, the guy wanted to get into a committed relationship with her. Like, no. So I wonder why she's stalking the guy. You refused being his girlfriend, and he went on a blind date. You went there to show yourself. I don't even understand what. I don't get what is wrong with Bitna. Then we should talk about, who should we talk about? Yunso, that tall girl. Like, her look is so exotic and different. I like her. She and her friend. What's her name? What was that Yunso's friend, Seo Ji-won? Does Seo Ji-won like Yunso? I like their chemistry. Like, when they are fighting, you know, like couples. Like, if she likes so, come out. Why are you angry that your friend has a boyfriend? I know it's bad. I know how it feels to maybe feel distant, maybe your friend, someone you tell everything and the person doesn't reciprocate. I know how it feels though. Like, she found out from other people that, oh, you are seeing a guy and you are leaving the country for this exchange program. I know how it feels, but I like their how they quarrel and when they try setting, like, they look like couple. Like, they look like a couple. I can't wait to see. So I keep calling her is Park Jae-hoon's S. So this one is Yoon. This person is Yoon So. So I would like to see Yoon So and Seo Ji-won's character development. Before I end this podcast, can we talk about when Yunabi's ex came to her place? Like, what was this rumor she's hearing? He's going out with Park Jae-hoon, someone who sleeps around. Like, it's better she dates him than Park Jae-hoon. Like, what's wrong with this guy? Get away. You cheated, you broke her heart, you shattered her heart. This girl loved you with everything. If not because you messed up, she wouldn't have found herself in this situationship with Park Jae-hoon, because it's not a relationship, it's a situationship. But I love how Yunabi just told him off and went back, like, went to her apartment. Okay, nothing much. I think I've just said things and not giving away spoilers, because this is an ongoing drama. It wouldn't be nice to spoil everything, but that's it. It's nice. This drama is so nice. I wish I was watching this with a guy. I know what I'm talking about. Like, it's so... Oh my god. Just look at how I'm all hyped for a toxic relationship. I'm here for Yunabi and the second lead's relationship. That's from episode 5 onwards. I'm here for it. Let's see what happened. But an amazing episode as usual, and they didn't fall my hand. Everything was well done. The cinematography, you know, everything, the setting, school setting, I like it. And there's this, what's it called, soundtrack I like. I don't know why the broadcasting network or the production company don't release the full soundtrack. It goes like this. I get... Please don't mind my voice. I know how to sing. I get an insecure. And I downloaded, like, I went on YouTube to search for the song, and it's not complete, so I just downloaded the available part. And I like, it's now my new ringtone. I get an insecure. I love the song, and the artist is Sam King. Sam King made the soundtrack. It's chilled. It's a chilled and romantic one. You know, when you on a date or you having a movie night with your partner at home, drinking wine. It's such a chilled song. I like it. Oh, please don't mind me. I'm talking too much. So thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, share your feedback, what you think about this amazing episode 4 in the comment section of wherever you're listening from. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at kdrama time with Vinve, and my personal Instagram is Vinve, V-I-N-V-E. I'm going to link everything down in the description section, and please support this channel. Please support my podcast. I'm used to saying channel. I also have a YouTube page, a YouTube channel, sorry. So please support this podcast, share, tell people about it, people you know that love K-drama. Let's grow as a community. And if you would love to share your, you know, your thoughts on any K-drama you are watching, and you know I'm going to review it soon, you can just send me a voice note to my email. I'll still put my email down in the description box so I can just add it on when I'm editing the podcast. So thank you, catch you, bye. I feel nana and insecure. Thanks for listening to K-Drama Time with Vinve. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from, and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you.